Amen. And now would you pray with me and for me as I begin this message? Gracious and loving God, we thank you for a love that is eternal. God, we thank you for friendships that are lasting. God, we thank you for this time and this place. God, we ask that you would help us to open ourselves up, to enter into a thin place where we might be near to you and to all of the saints, past, present, and future. God, we thank you for your light that still shines in the darkness, no matter how dark it could not be overtaken. God, may the words of my mouth, the meditations of all of our hearts be acceptable and pleasing in your sight. Oh God, you are our rock and our redeemer. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Welcome once again to All Saints Sunday. That includes all those that have shined their light, the light that Christ gave them, all those in the past, all those that are gathered today, and those that will come to know and to share that love in the future. And what a celebration of life it is. This morning, our scripture is from the Gospel of John. It's coming from chapter 15. It is a scripture that was at the time in Jesus' life where he is preparing his disciples for what is to come. He is about to go to the cross and he's gathered them for a last supper. He washes their feet and then he goes on to tell them about a friendship that is eternal. I've invited my daughter Lila up here to read our scripture this morning from John 15, chapters, verses 13 through 16.
Greater love has no one than this, to lay down one's life for one's friend. You are my friend. If you do what I command, I no longer call you servant, because a servant does not what his master's, not know his master's business. Instead, I have called you friends, for everything that I have learned from my Father, I have made you know. You did not choose me, but I chose you and appointed you so that you might go and bear fruit. Fruit that will last. And so, whatever I ask you, you in my name the Father will give you. This is my command. Love each other.
Thank you. This is the word of the Lord for us today. And we say, thanks be to God. Lila's reading from this Bible that has a parallel version. And if you keep reading, you'll go right into the message. You got to skip across to the other page because this has the message and the NIV, and it's in big print so that I can see it in my old age. Yes? Amen? All right. What a beautiful scripture to lead us into All Saints Sunday as we think about those that have gone on to be with Jesus. And what a mind-blowing theological concept this is for us to move into. And it's difficult, right, to really wrap your mind around this in the same way that it's difficult for us to imagine when we consider the beauty of the earth and the stars on a clear night and how small we seem and how big we know the Creator to be, the Creator of the universe, all that is could come as a tiny little vulnerable baby. At Christmas time, we celebrate that God became human and lived in the neighborhood. And that's sometimes difficult for us to really understand or really, you know, find a whole lot of reality in, but yet it is our faith. It is our story. And the same is true with this, that the Creator of the universe and you and me and everything that is would call us his friend. that there would be a friendship that Christ initiates with us. What does it mean to be a friend? You know, it's really a question that we always feel like we should know the answer to. And when we look at Jesus as our friend, you know, we know we fall short. We know that a friend is trustworthy. A friend is someone that you can be yourself around, right? Without them in a relationship that's above you in some way. There are lots of different relationships, and the relationship that the disciples had with Jesus was one of a teacher student. He is the rabbi; they are his students. He's the master, and they are the servants. It's that kind of a relationship, and those things continue to stay in place. He's always their teacher, but in this scripture, he does something different. He says, "I call you my friends." A friend is somebody that not only you can be yourself around, but they're okay with your fears, your weirdness. You know, you ever have friends where you think, well, you know, I can be myself and truly be weird around them, and that's okay. A friend that loves you without condition. What a friend we have in Jesus. And it makes me really want to be a better friend. I'm aware of all the times in my life where I've fallen short, where I should have said that one thing and I said this other thing that wasn't helpful, or I gave advice where I just should have been a good listener, or I could have been a better friend. And I was in a different role. And then there's Jesus, our friend, in this intimate kind of relationship that is forever. Forever. I say these words knowing who Jesus is and what he said, who he said he was in Revelation. He said, "I am the Alpha and the Omega, the first and the last, the beginning and the end." And I proclaim those words. And you've heard those words. And whenever you hear those words, chances are it's a celebration of life, isn't it? Whether it's a funeral or a memorial service, it's a celebration of life is what we lovingly call it. And I've had a whole lot of them this past year, a whole lot of celebrations of life. And they've all been different, and they've all had this one thing in common. We witness to our faith. We witness to life, and we celebrate the life of this loved one. And there are accomplishments that are listed in the obituary. Family, work, faith. There are scriptures that are picked out. Oftentimes it's a scripture about mounting up with wings like eagles and not growing faint. A good shepherd shepherding us through. And so we shouldn't fear, for he is with us. In my Father's house there are many rooms. I go and prepare a place for you. And we pick out hymns. And the hymns are sometimes about the intimacy of a garden where Christ walks with us and talks with us. The imagery of an old rugged cross exchanged for a crown. And amazing grace, where we've got no less days to sing God's praise than when we first begun. I can only imagine. And we imagine together what heaven is like for our loved one. Maybe it's different for everyone, but our hope is this, that they're with Jesus, that they are with a friend forever, because friendship is eternal. That's our hope. for them. There's always a question that I like to ask, and that's, what would be their hope for us? What is their hope for you and me? We don't have to look too far to know the answer. It is a celebration of life for us, too. That we might live our lives in such a way that shares that love, that brings that glory, that spreads that light. And when I celebrate someone's life, when we celebrate someone's life together, if you listen, you kind of hear that, don't you? You kind of hear what they might say. And if you listen really close, it's kind of this eternal whisper, and it's this: there's still time to be a friend. There's still time to be a friend. You know that time when you messed up and you weren't so good of a friend? There's still time to be a friend. A few weeks ago, a good friend of mine lost his wife, and he shared some words with me that I've carried with me ever since then, and it's just so beautiful. It goes with our theme today. It's words by Henry Nouwen, and Jason alluded to them, and wanted to share them with you this morning. True friendships are lasting because true love is eternal. A friendship in which the heart speaks to another heart's a gift from God. And no gift that comes from God is temporary or occasional. All that comes from God participates in God's eternal life. Love between people, when given by God, is stronger than death. In this sense, true friendships continue beyond the boundary of death. When you've loved deeply, that love can grow even stronger after the death of a person you love. This is the core message of Jesus. When Jesus died, the disciples' friendships with him, they didn't diminish. On the contrary, it grew. And this is what the sending of the Spirit was all about. The Spirit made Jesus' friendships with his disciples everlasting, stronger, more intimate than before his death. That's what Paul experienced when he said, "It is no longer I, but Christ living in me." You have to trust that every true friendship has no end, that communion of saints exists among all those living and dead who have truly loved God and one another. And you know from experience how real this is. This is the part that I love so much. Those you have loved deeply and who have died live on in you, not just as memories, but as real presences. Dare to love and to be a real friend. The love you give and receive is a reality that will lead you closer and closer to God, as well as to those whom God loves, whom God has given you to love. That's from Henry Nouwen. We're surrounded by this great cloud of witnesses. And we think about them on All Saints Sunday, but we also think about them every other day too. And we feel them cheering us on, helping us to be the kind of people that we know we should be, that we would like to be, and one day we'll be remembered as being. And today we have this opportunity for communion, this eternal meal where we come forward and we're given the bread representing Christ's body and the cup representing Christ's blood, the bread for the journey, the cup of life and salvation. And we're not deserving of this, but it's a free gift given to each one of us. And we share this communion with those that have gone on before us, those that are here now, today, and those that will come to the table in the future.